With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Two pilots are dead, at least 39 people injured. A crash last night on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport is now closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it slammed into a fire truck on the runway, crushing the plane's nose. The National Transportation Safety Board leading the investigation. ICE agents being deployed to airports around the country today. They'll work with those TSA agents who haven't called out sick amid the Homeland Security funding impasse in Congress. Iran is spewing more threats as the war grinds on.
Iran says it will strike power plants across the Middle East if President Donald Trump follows through on his threat to bomb power stations in the Islamic Republic. And Tehran adds it will mine the entire Persian Gulf if invaded. The threat puts at risk both electrical supplies and water in the Gulf Arab states, particularly as the desert nations commingle their power stations with desalination plants, crucial for supplying drinking water. Following the threat, Iran's semi-official Farsi news agency published a list of such facilities, including the UAE's nuclear power plant. Israel launched new attacks on Monday on the Iranian capital, saying it had begun a wide-scale wave of strikes on infrastructure targets in Tehran without immediately elaborating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A suspected anti-Semitic attack under investigation by British police.
Someone set vehicles on fire in London Monday morning. Those vehicles belonged to a Jewish ambulance service. Officers responded to a call to an area of London called Golders Green, a neighborhood with a large Jewish population.
That report from correspondent Andrew Stewart. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 312 points, NASDAQ futures off 200 points. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in Bangladesh are hopeful.
The election of a new party in the mostly Muslim nation is sparking hope for greater religious freedom. The victorious Bangladesh Nationalist Party has already announced a new stipend for clergymen and is including Christians for the first time in the country's history. Christian leaders are welcoming the move but say more concrete steps need to be taken. They're urging the new leadership to provide safety and non-discrimination protections too. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has launched investigations into 13 states that require state-regulated health insurance plans to cover abortion. The probes are the latest in a long-running dispute between the political parties on how to interpret a provision that's included in federal spending laws each year. It bars states from discriminating against health entities that don't provide, cover, or refer for abortion. When Joe Biden was president, the Department of Health and Human Services said the provision did not pertain to employers or other health care sponsors. This is SRN News. The former head of the Trump Kennedy Center is debunking Democrat claims about the cultural mecca.
Rick Grinnell, who is leaving his position with the center, sharply rebutted Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's claim that Trump-era actions led to the center's closure, arguing that years of Democratic neglect caused the facility's deterioration. Grinnell detailed financial mismanagement, structural disrepair, and the loss of corporate support as reasons for a comprehensive two-year renovation under President Trump's leadership.
And that's correspondent Ken Lorman. The Supreme Court is taking up a case from Mississippi over whether states can count mail-in ballots that arrive late. The outcome of the case, which is being argued today, could affect voters in some 14 states and the District of Columbia. Those jurisdictions have grace periods for ballots cast by mail, ruling in the case expected in late June. More details, SRNNews.com.